This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذني وأجارني الله وإياكم من عذاب النار اللهم آمين يا رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the seal of the prophets and messengers, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent as a mercy to all of mankind, the one who guided us to all that is beneficial for our worldly life and for our hereafter. My dear brothers, my dear sisters in Islam who are listening, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has smothered us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأَصْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً, that Allah has smothered us with ni'am, with blessings that are apparent, that we can see, and blessings that we enjoy that we cannot even see. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, and if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count them. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for every blessing. And from amongst the blessings that we have been blessed with is the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that contains guidance, that contains some 6,236 verses that direct us, that guide us towards that which will bring about success and happiness in this worldly life. The Qur'an, for us Muslims, is like the compass for a ship. Without a compass, the ship cannot get anywhere, cannot navigate to its destination. The Qur'an is our compass. The Qur'an guides to that which is upright, which is good for us. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ, this Qur'an guides to that which is most upright. So alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. How much Qur'an should we be reciting? The ulama, or one of the scholars, he said, recite Qur'an in accordance with how much happiness you want. In accordance with the happiness that you want, recite Qur'an. Meaning, the more Qur'an we recite, the happier we will become, because we are reading the words of Allah. When we want to talk to Allah, we perform salah. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When we want Allah Azza wa Jal to speak to us, to talk to us, we read the Qur'an. And there are many, many virtues of the Qur'an. But one of the most beautiful things about Qur'an that we should also be focusing on is tadabbur. Tadabbur means reading the Qur'an with pondering, with reflecting, with really trying to understand the message of the Quran. Because when we start to really understand the Quran and the message of the Quran, it's like we're going to be living in a different planet from the beautiful message and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not ponder over the Qur'an? So yes, alhamdulillah, many of us may be reciting Qur'an, reading Qur'an. But what's equally important is to also be reading the Qur'an for the sake of picking up those gems, for picking up those pearls. And that, subhanAllah, can really be a game changer. It could be life changing. And so from amongst the wisdoms of the Qur'an, when you ponder over the Qur'an, you pick up messages that are just amazing. And inshaAllah ta'ala, I have today, inshaAllah, picked up or deduced from the Qur'an, what are the four roots? What are the four roots, the four fundamentals that can lead a person into the hellfire? And what are the four roots that can lead a person into the Jannah? Looking at comparing two chapters from the Qur'an, each chapter talking about the very same four things, but in a different perspective. So insha'Allah ta'ala, we begin with Surah Al-Muddathir. In Surah Al-Muddathir, which is in the 29th part, juz' of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Jahannam. He makes mention of Jahannam. And in this surah, it is referred to as Saqar. Saqar. And Jahannam, or the hellfire, it has many names. And when something has many names, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names, this signifies the greatness, the seriousness. So in Surah Al-Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What is it that puts you into Saqar? What is it that landed you into Jahannam, into Saqar? Now we learn about the four traits that will land a person into Jahannam wal'iyadhu billah. Let us listen to the response from the people of the hellfire themselves, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, next he says, قالوا, they said, قالوا لم نكو من المصلين. The first thing that came to their mind is that we were not of those that used to perform the salah. We were not from those who performed the salah. And unfortunately, this doesn't only apply to the non-Muslims, because there are many Muslims, probably a majority of Muslims, who either don't pray or who are not praying on time. And this is the first question that we will be asked on the Day of Judgment about our salah. And the first thing, the last thing that fell from the lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were the words, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his soul is about to leave his body. And he's saying, as-salah, as-salah. Make sure you preserve the salah. Because you see, the salah is your link. The link between you, between me as a human being on this earth and the Creator, is the salah. And so when the salah is missing, the connection is missing. So subhanAllah, this is the first thing that we are going to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. And so they will say, we were not of those who used to perform the salah. And so we wonder sometimes, why aren't things going our way in life? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That whatever of misfortune befalls you, it's due to what your own hands have earned, and yet He pardons much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. that whoever does good deeds, male or female, and they are believers, we will grant them a goodly life. How can we expect to have a good marriage, a good relationship with our children, a good relationship with our health, a good relationship with our parents and the people around us in our workforce, when we have stuffed up our relationship with the Creator? And as one of the pious people of the past, or the many of the pious of the past, they said, repair your relationship with the Creator, and He will repair the relationship with the creation. It's very simple. And so we need to have an I must attitude when it comes to our salah, that we perform all of our salah on time if we want to be successful. So the first thing they say is, لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. What else did they say? That was number one. That's the first contributor to the hellfire. The second contributor, وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And nor did we feed the poor. And in Islam, we have something called zakat. So in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs us to give our zakat. And the first recipient of the zakat are the fuqara, are the poor people. And secondly, it's the masakin, the needy people. So here they're saying that we never used to feed the poor. So we have to take our zakat seriously. We have to understand that if we have money that we've saved up, or we have a business, or we have gold, or we have silver, then we need to understand that with that blessing from Allah comes responsibility, that there are duties that we need to ensure that we are fulfilling, that are the rights of the poor and needy people. So again, this is a pillar that many Muslims perhaps are compromising on or not taking very seriously, when it is one of the arkan of Islam to give our zakat. And then the third one, they say, وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we used to enter into vain talk with those who engaged in it. This is the third attribute now, whereby people are engaging in false talk. Be it ghibah. What is ghibah? Backbiting. What is backbiting? Well, it is to mention something about your brother or your sister in Islam, which they would hate to know that it's being spoken about. That's ghibah, even if it's true. That's ghibah. And then we have something called namima, which is slandering the person, or buhtan. And we have kadhib and lies. And when we lie, that leads, إِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. That kadhib, lying, leads to corruption. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that our corruption will lead us to the hellfire, all because we started off by lying. And so we lie when we trade. So the believer is not one who lies. So subhanAllah, engaging in vain talk is what can lead to the hellfire. And that was number three. Number four, they say, وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And we used to deny Yawmuddin, the Day of Judgment. So the Day of Judgment is one of Arkanul Iman, that we believe that there is a life after this life. That you don't only live once, you actually live twice. So Yawmuddin, when we look at Arkanul Iman, what should we believe in as Muslims? Al-Imanu Billah, Allah, wa malaikatihi, His angels, wa kutubihi, His scriptures, وَرُسُولِهِ, and his prophets and messengers, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, the Day of Judgment, and قَضَى and قَدَرِ. These are the six pillars of Iman. So we cannot say we don't believe in Day of Judgment, or that it's not going to take place, that there is no such thing as Jahannam or the Jannah. So these are the four things that we learn from Surah Al-Muddathir that can land a person into the hellfire. And then now we look at something else. So we spoke about the prayers, we spoke about zakah, or not giving sadaqah, not giving to the poor. We spoke about your speech, what you were saying. You know, subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he says, ما يضمن لي, whoever can guarantee what is between his jaws, meaning his tongue, and what is between his legs, his private part, I guarantee him Jannah. Because that's what's going to land a lot of people into the hellfire. And so now we go to, and then we spoke about the Day of Judgment. And now we look at Surah Al-Mu'minun, another surah. Now in this surah, in the very, very beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us who, what are the characteristics of the believers who will be successful. And he mentions a number of them. And then after mentioning them, he says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. They are the ones who will inherit. They are the ones who will inherit. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who inherit. What do they inherit? They don't only inherit Jannah, they inherit Al-Firdaus, which is the highest level of Jannah. So what are their qualities, or what are some of their qualities to counter the four other qualities or four other traits that will lead to the hellfire? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This is how the surah begins. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. قَدْ. قَدْ is meaning, when you hear قَدْ in the Quran, or you read قَدْ, it means for certainty, for sure, without a doubt. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. And aflaha here means successful. And this is the ultimate success. You can have billions of dollars in this life. And we know a number of people in the world who have billions of dollars. But is that success? That's achievement. They've achieved a certain amount of money. But are they really successful? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about who truly are the successful people. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Who are they? الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So now this is number one. To be entering Jannah, you need to be a mu'min. And part of Iman is not to deny the Day of Judgment. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That's the first quality. And Iman, my dear brothers, my dear sisters who are listening, increases and decreases. It's like a muscle. If you want a strong muscle, you need to work it out. You need to have the right nutrition, you know, your proteins, your whatever it is that you're taking, to ensure that your muscles are strong and healthy. Well, our Iman, we need to look at it like a muscle, that it increases with good deeds and it decreases with bad deeds and sin and transgressing the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If we want to maintain our Iman, if we want to maintain our identity as Muslims, then we need to understand that we can't just sit back and be passive. That there needs to be a mujahada, there needs to be a striving. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to our path. So the first one is Iman, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. He mentions salah. And not only salah, but to have khushu', to be humbly submissive. That when we're in our salah, we treat every single salah as if it is the last salah we'll ever pray on earth. And once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, صَلُّوا صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعَ. Pray the prayer of one as if he is bidding farewell to the dunya, to this world. So at the heart of salah is the khushu', and in accordance with your khushu', you will be rewarded. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. So the goal always, that when we come to stand before Allah, that we want to maximize on the fruits, on the outcome of that salah. And we're going to do everything possible, whether it's our physical environment, our mental state, whatever it is, to ensure that we are standing before Al-Malik. We are standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Rabb, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, Al-Basir, Al-Sami', that we are standing before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khushu' is very, very important in the salah. So the first thing that is mentioned as being a successful believer is that quality of having khushu' in the salah. And the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And those who abstain and keep away from ill speech. You want to enter Jannah? Then keep away from ill speech. That is the quality of those people who inherit Al-Firdaus. Is that they are mindful of the words that they say, that they are in control of the words that they say. Now maybe you say, oh look, that's just me. It's my personality. It's who I've always been. Well, if that's what you want to say, then perhaps that's what you will always be. But if you say to yourself, I need to change and I'm prepared to get help and I'm prepared to work on it, then inshallah, just like a muscle needs a workout, your tongue needs a workout, more consciousness to inshallah engage in dhikrullah azza wa jal as opposed to ill speech. So this was the third one. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. And those who give their zakat. And those who give their zakat. The very opposite of the four people, the four types, the four traits that will lead into the hellfire. So once again, let us take these four things very, very seriously. As-salah and az-zakat. And watching our tongues and our belief and our iman and our aqeedah. Ensuring that it's preserved so we don't die in any other way except on La ilaha illallah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana akhira kalamihi min ad-dunya, La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. Whoever's last words from the dunya, La ilaha illallah, will enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and bless you to be able to say La ilaha illallah as our last words departing from this dunya. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wala udwana illa ala al-zalimeen. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters who are listening, the state we are in this day and age is dire. There is much oppression that is taking place around us. When we look at, for example, the Muslims around the world, and we look at, for example, the Muslims in China, the Uyghurs, we see what's going on there with millions of Muslims who have been imprisoned, who are tortured. The Muslims who are not allowed to freely practice their religion. Arabic and Quran, for example, has been banned. The beard, Islamic dress, criminalized. You're a criminal if you have a beard or you dress in an Islamic way. Ramadan, outlawed. You're not allowed to fast. Sheikhs are imprisoned and killed. Forced abortion. Muslim girls are forced to marry yani non-Muslim men. And millions of Muslims detained, illegally detained. And Muslim families expelled. Communal violence against Muslim populations on a statewide. So with regards to them and to the others, like for example, we have the Muslims in Kashmir. We have the Muslims in Syria, in Palestine, in Yemen. These are our brothers and sisters. This is just like my biological brother and sister. So whenever we hear about these campaigns to raise funds or to make dua, or to put a post, or to spread the word, that's the least that we can do for them. So please do not undermine any act of goodness. We don't know which act of goodness is accepted by Allah. We don't know which act of goodness is the one that's going to bring about a change. Never say, somebody else is doing it, that's fine, why should I do it? Well, if everybody said that, nothing's going to get done. Each and every one of us should have ghira, should have jealousy over our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world, raising awareness, reaching out with our dua, reaching out with our words, reaching out with our pockets and giving sadaqah. What's happening in Lebanon, what's happening in many parts of the world. And so let us remain, let's not get desensitized because we see this constantly on our social media applications and platforms. Let's continue to do our part insha'Allah ta'ala and be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to better our situation and to better our condition and to give relief to our Muslim brothers and sisters wherever they may be in the world, to guide us and to inspire us to all that will warrant massive success in dunya and massive success in the afterlife. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على أعدائهم اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدام أعدائهم يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا رب العالمين اللهم آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة.